We're doing Drashat Ramban, Drashat Torat Hashem Tmima. We're up to page Kuf Nun Zayin, and the Ramban has been discussing the essence of creation. It's interesting that in our Rambam Ran and Ramban class, we've reached similar topics, and these concepts are slightly difficult to understand because they're using terminology that's also slightly foreign to us. So hopefully we're going to try to quickly go through this so that we can move forward to things that are more understandable to us, but at least we'll read and translate what the Ramban says. And we're holding in the middle of the paragraph, really towards the end, five lines from the end of the paragraph, on page Kuf Nun Zayin in the Musandar of Kuk edition. And the Ramban has been discussing the elements of creation, and the Ramban says, V'ruach Elokim hu yesod ha-ruach. And when the verse says in Bereishis that the godly spirit was floating over the waters, the Ruach Elokim, the godly wind, is a reference to the element of wind. We know that they were discussing four elements in creation. So the element of wind, that's what's being referred to, says the Ramban, when we say a wind of God. Why is it called a wind of God? Ledakuta, because it is something that is very, very dakuta literally means thin, but it means that it is something that it doesn't take on physical, a coarse physical form like the other forms of matter, earth and water. The Shehi El. What?
Maybe it's because wind is control. It says that wind is controlled by God.
Oh, that's a nice thought, but that's not what the Ramban has said yet. Maybe that's his next thought. The Shehi El Yona, because the wind is more elevated. So maybe that's that concept. The merachefet al ha'maim is floating, is hovering over the waters. Klomar shehi ben ha'maim ve'ha'esh. That's referring to its physical attributes, that this element is somewhere between fire and water. Menashevet bo la al ha'esh. The wind on the one hand can blow and go above a fire, and also above a water. Ve'inyan l'shon merachefet, and the concept of the wind hovering over the water, yesh l'rabbeinu yodim b'maasev reshit bosod. Our sages who understand creation, they have a secret explaining what that means. Kmo she'amar, as the Gemara records when it discusses creation, it says, mistakel hayiti b'maasev reshit, I was looking into how God created the world, v'cheilu ben ha'mayim elyonim l'mayim ha'tachtonim. And it was as though between the upper waters and the lower waters, Ela keshtayim shalosh etzbaot, there was only 2 to 3 fingers space between the upper waters and the lower waters. Now the Ramban over here is talking Kabbalah. So if we don't understand, that's legitimate. We should just recognize that we don't understand. Menashevet eino omer ela merachefet. It doesn't say in the verse that the wind was blowing over the waters. It says it was hovering. Ke'ofam rachef alaken, like a bird that's hovering over his nest, noga ve'no noga, touching and not touching. So this refers to Kabbalistic concepts, understandings of creation, and we don't understand. Hinei pirish arba yisodot. We see, though, that the verse did explain that there are 4 basic elements. The ma'amal, when the verse said, ve'aretz hayata tohu vavo, the earth was tohu vavo, ki ha'aretz, because when the verse says there was earth, she kolelet kol hanivrei mashpelim, that earth really encompasses, when we say earth, we mean all the things that were created down here below, haitavohu. That earth was what we might say is vohu. V'hotziu me'eretz hayuli hahu shebo. And God created this first form of matter, which is what we would call hiyuli. Elu ha'arba yesodot. And from this first matter, God created the 4 forms of the 4 basic elements. Umikan ve'elach pirash b'maasev reshit. And then the verse goes on to explain creation. Vayomer Elokim yihiyo, God said, let there be light. Yishritzu, let the water evolve into forming fish. Ad sheba l'adam, till we reach in creation the stage where there's the description of the creation of man. Ve'amar, and the verse says, na'aseh adam b'tzalmenu, let us make man in our form. Ve'apshat ha'nachon v'amchuvar b'zeh, says the Ramban, what does it mean God says, let us make man in our form? The understanding that is correct and clear with regard to this, because on these days God is not creating a new creation. Remember, the Ramban had told us that God did not create yesh me'ayin other than on the first day. On the first day God created first matter, and from there God just caused matter to evolve. So the Ramban is saying, in all these 6 days of creation, God has not created any new form of matter. God has caused matter to evolve. Zulati ha'yuli maniskarim. The only thing we see are the first matter. Omer tachei aretz. You'll note that the verse says, let the earth give forth grass. The verse says, yishutzu hamayim. Let the water form into fish and vermin. Totzei ha'aretz, let the earth give forth animals. Lomar, shotzi min ha'aretz, so the verses indicate that God made from the first form of matter, which the verse calls earth, God made from that, asavim, the grasses, ve'ilanot, and the trees, votzi min ha'mayim, and from the form of matter that God made that's called water, God created the dagim, the fish, votzi min ha'aretz, and from the earth God created chayot, the wild animals, shusam betoldotam notziken, and God created the animals in a fashion that they can naturally reproduce. Kigufam efri begas, for their body is made of the coarse earth, so to speak. It has this earthly nature to it. Venafsham, but their soul, their life, dakit avirit mokevet min ha'yesodot, says the Ramban. The life that is in these forms of creation, on the one hand, is something that is very, very thin, so to speak. It's something that's very refined. But on the other hand, it is composed of these forms of matter. Aval libriyat adam. So the Ramban over here is saying a phenomenal concept. He's saying, when God created other life forms, grass has life, trees have life, animals have life, but their life is rooted in the physical. Even the life that is within them, says the Ramban, is a life that stems from the physical. There is this concept of life which does not come from above but comes from below. But when it comes to the creation of man, God says, let us make man. What is us? What does God mean, us? Klomar, as if to say, ani veha'aretz hanizkeret beyom hazeh, I and the earth that was previously mentioned in the creation of this sixth day, bapasuk totze ha'aretz, when the verse says, let the earth give forth nefesh chaya lemina, the verse says, let the earth give forth living wild animals according to their species, beima varemes v'chay to'eretz, animals and vermin and wild animals, ki ha'aretz ta'ase aguv ka'asota beima, and when God creates man, God says, let us, me and earth, we will be partners now in the creation of man, for the earth will create the body, just as the earth created the animal's body. But here God says, va'ani, and I will create hanefesh, the soul. Ke'inyan, as the verse says, va'yipach ba'apav nishmat chayim. When it comes to the human being, the verse says, God blew into him the soul of life. Ve'omer, and then God says, b'tzalmenu kidmutenu, we will create this man like our shape, with our form, ki haguf, because the body that was created, b'tzelem ha'aretz u'vidmuta, that's created in the form like the earth, like things that were created from the earth. Shetich levetif ased. When we say that man was created in the form of the earth, we don't mean that you look at a man and you look at, it's like you're looking at mud. But we mean just like the earth has these qualities, that earth is finite, earth has a half-life or a life at a point at which it starts disintegrating, so too the physical body. But God said, man, I will create in both of our forms, in the form of the earth that he has a physical body that decomposes, and in my form, in the respect that he will have hanefesh, the soul, b'tzelem ha'elyon, in the upper form, she'ina guf, it's not something physical, it's not a body, ve'lo yimshol aleha ha'havaya ve'ha'efsed, and it is not ruled by existence and disintegration that rule over the physical of this world. Ken piresh Rav Yosef Kimchi, this is how the Radak explained, v'u perush nachon v'tov, and this is really a great explanation, says the Ramban. Rav Yosef Kimchi, I'm sorry, it's not the Radak, I think it's the Radak's father. So the Ramban says that the explanation is, when God created man, man's creation was different than animal's creation, because man's soul is not like animal's soul. The animal soul is a physical soul, and man's soul is a godly soul. Ve'al titmal milat asiyah ba'aretz, and don't wonder how come the verse uses the term asiyah, God made, when we speak about the earth. Ki kmo she'ne'emar v'totzeh ken milat na'aseh. That when God says, let us make man, that's just like when God says, let the earth give forth grass. It means the earth will make man. It means just like it gives forth grass, it will give forth the body for man. Kiktiv etz pri ose pri. It also says that the tree makes fruit. It doesn't literally mean that the earth has the power to make something. It means that God made from the earth. Viktiv, and the verse says, v'asta tatvua lishlosha shanim. And the verse also says that the God promises that when we maintain Shemitah, the crops will produce for 3 years. It doesn't mean they have their own power to produce for 3 years. God will bless them that they will produce for 3 years. So when the verse says that the earth formed man, it doesn't mean the earth has any godly powers to perform to make man. When God says, you and I, earth, we will create man, God is saying, part of man we will create from you, and part of man I will create in my fashion. But of course, God is doing all of creation. Don't wonder that the verse uses the terminology of creation with regard to the earth. It's not that earth has godly powers to create, but rather God is doing the creation, so to speak, with a partnership with the earth, that when God creates man, he has attributes that he is godly, he has the soul which is eternal like God, and he has the physical attributes, the physical body, which was produced by the earth, so to speak, and that has the earthly qualities that it is finite and ultimately decomposes. So in the Ramban, we saw another phenomenal concept today, that the Ramban says that even though we use the word nefesh for the human, and we use the word nefesh for animals, it says, "Umakein nefesh be'mai shalemena," the Torah says, the nefesh of the animal is different than the human in its essence. The Rambam doesn't learn like the Ramban, it would seem. The Rambam learns that the animal also has a nefesh, but because the animal's nefesh is lacking certain attributes, it is a completely different creation. But would the Rambam and others say like the Ramban, quoting Rav Yosef Kimchi, said that the animal's nefesh is something that's completely physical? I'm not sure others would agree to this concept. This is a phenomenal concept, the Ramban is saying. The Ramban is saying that even though you have life in living organisms, you have the animals and the plants, their life is physical life. There is a concept of life, even life within something that's growing and producing, and an animal that's moving, that is, it doesn't come from above, but rather comes from below.
Yes, but animals surely have a psychology side of it.
But that's not contradictory. According to the Ramban, it all comes from the base element of wind, however that works. The Rambam, when he discusses whether the human being is a kosher animal or a non-kosher animal, the Rambam says, do not err and think that eating a human being is non-kosher because a human being does not chew his cud or have split hooves. The Rambam says, no, a human being is not an animal. A human being is in a class and unto itself. When the Torah discussed kosher animals and non-kosher animals, the Torah was discussing things in the animal kingdom. A human being isn't in that class. Now what would the Ramban say? Meaning, that Rambam, how does that fit with the Ramban? You could say it fits perfectly, because the Ramban is also saying it's a totally different life form.
Yes.
Or you could say, no, it's two different concepts. Like the Rambam writes in Shmona Prakim, the neshama of the animal has certain components. The neshama of the human has those added components, and because of those added components, the neshama of the human is integrally different. It changes everything, the fact that it has added components. But the components that the animal has, it would seem, the Rambam holds, are godly. Not like the Ramban just said. That's what it would seem, but we have to find a place where it's said more clearly.